My name is David Jubb, and with David Micklem, I'm joint artistic director of Battersea Art Centre. Battersea Art Centre is in space in southwest London, and it's been a space or a home really for the last 30 years that supported the development of new work. And I think we would recognise that we're very much in that circle in the funnel, and actually going through a process at the moment, and have been for the last year, to look at, I think, perhaps not all of those things, but how we might be more in the mouth of the funnel rather than the neck of it. But I'm not going to talk particularly about that. I've actually written a list of some things that I think are important in terms of talent development. I think this is about the third list this morning. So we could probably publish a book of lists at the end of the morning. But anyway, I'm going to aim to provide a little bit of a kind of Homer Simpson guide to talent development, which is a sort of simple man's guide. I was inspired by Heiner Goebbels' 10 things yesterday, which I heard in the morning. And so I've written a list of 10 things that I think are needed for talent development. It's not as sophisticated as his list, and I'm sure when the conversation opens out that you will probably have more sophisticated things to say, but I wanted to start from a simple place, because I think talent development is actually very simple, and I don't think we should mystify it, or pretend that we need lots of consultants to enable it, or work out how to do it. I am indeed actually scandalised by the money invested in development programmes that are more about shopping than growing. But that's another story. So here are my 10 things that I think are needed for talent development. But remember, it's a bit more Homer than Heiner. My first 5 things that are things that I think artists need. The first one is space. Lots of different kinds of space and stuff. And providing the opportunity to try out things in lots of different ways, and space to eat and drink together with artists and with audiences. The second thing is people, an enabling dialogue with people who can make things happen, and a creative collaboration with people to develop new ideas, and perhaps a host who brings all these things together. The third thing is money, money to live on, money to spend on work, spend on travel, or perhaps spend on research. The fourth thing is accommodation, somewhere to live, somewhere to sleep, and somewhere to work from. And these perhaps sometimes could be the same things. And the fifth thing is creativity, which I would argue comes from a kind of alchemical combination of the above 4 things. And often the right mixture of great things and things that provide obstacles are probably quite useful. My second 5 things are qualities, perhaps qualities of the first 5 things. And I've provided what I hope is a simple definition of each of these 5 things. The first thing is learning, as in evolution, where millions of tiny feedback loops make us who we are. Feedback loops are critical to development, and they should be built into everything we do. Processes are naturally democratized in positive learning environments. Time to breathe, that's the second one, to get distance from what you have created and to understand what you have learned. The third is love, and all the great things that come from love, such as care, generosity, passion, inspiration, honor, and honesty. And if you have fallen out of love, you need to do something to fall in love again. The fourth is risk, and the desire to keep things, the desire to try things you don't understand, and to make mistakes, and to try them again, and to learn from the risks you and others take, and to see risk as a long-term venture, not a one-off moment. The fifth is participation, which is a much maligned word because of its use in policy making, but is actually a wonderful idea that I think is critical in talent development, which leads to the involvement and engagement of a wider group of people and different perspectives for you as an artist or as a maker or as a producer or as a curator to be inspired by and to change you. And in terms of those 10 things, I would say that one of the best ways to achieve those 10 things, agreeing with something you were saying, is to create a community, a kind of transient family, that creates purpose, momentum, and a critical mass of ferment of ideas. And I would point towards examples like Forest Fringe, like Stoke Newington International Airport, like Fuel, and those are all London-centric examples, but of course there are many others elsewhere, Farnham Maltings. And just to leave with a thought of how many Forest Fringes could you have for an organisation that is funded for £10 million? And that's not to say that organisations shouldn't be funded for £10 million, or indeed shouldn't be funded for £20 million. But it's just interesting to think about how many Forest Fringes you could get for an organisation that is funded for £10 million.
Probably do a sum if you like.